Happy New Year, everybody! This is GQDN for January 6th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. You put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. It's excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest, we will be back on this weekend. Yes, we will. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Pokemon news. Yes, we do. And we got a sale, and we got some PlayStation news as well. But today, we begin with Rumorville, because according to GameSpot.com, there's a new Xbox that will launch in 2026 with the new Call of Duty. Now, once again, this is all rumors, but the Ghost of Hope, which is found on Twitter, said that Microsoft could be launching a new Xbox console in 2026, which could be called Xbox Prime. That's just a quote there, because it is not known if that is a code name or if it's the actual name. And he also said that the handheld will be launching soon thereafter. Now, that would be unclear, because if the console does drop in 26, the handheld could drop in 27, or later on in 26, depending on when the console does drop. Now, GameSpot did point out that the consoles do tend to come out every 8 years or so. So when Xbox X and Series S did come out in 2020, this would be early by about 2 years. So what's going to happen? Well, we don't know yet on whether this is a rumor or not. But what we do know is if you like the PlayStation 5 controller and you have an Xbox, according to Eurogamer, you might be able to play a PlayStation 5 controller on Xbox. Now, this design was announced by Hyperkin, and that company did announce that their new controller is compatible with Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. And this will have the PlayStation 5 style D-pad along with the joysticks and the triggers. Now, right now, I don't see a release date for this, and there is no price point yet. But if you want a different controller for your Xbox, it might be coming. And again, it could be an April Fool's joke. We'll see. What we do know, going into PlayStation, Shift Up, which is the maker of Stellar Blade, gave their employees a big-time bonus. Basically, the employees got a PlayStation 5 Pro. That's 311 employees got a PlayStation 5 Pro and $3,500, which is about 5 million won. Now, that is because Stellar Blade did surpass 1 million copies in just a couple of months after it was released early in 2024. But could that game, Stellar Blade, go to PC? Well, it's already been planned for 2025. So right now, we don't know when the release date is going to be, but we'll have our eyes on it. But that's not the only thing that PlayStation is going to do. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, they are going to revive some old games. That will be according to the Video Game Chronicle, Andy Robinson, because he said that they're working on some old IPs, but he did not say as to what IPs they're working on. Now, back in September of last year, Sony did say that it didn't have enough original IPs. And one of the bosses, Herman Holst, was asked about that. And he said that they were, quote, exploring opportunities to leverage our legacy IP as well as develop new franchises. So what IPs could he be working on? We'll find out. I did say something about PCs, right? Well, if you want a mouse, PCGamesN.com did say that you can get $30 off of a Razer mouse. But you might want to get on it. Right now, it's on Amazon, and it's at $44, 37% off. So if you want it, you better be quick. And that's the Razer Ballast V3. Maybe you'll play some racing games with it. Because according to Eurogamer, the Tokyo Extreme Racer is now coming to Steam. And now it'll be January 23rd. So in about 17 days, if you want a racing game, Tokyo Extreme Racer could be for you. But we'll end with Pokemon. Oh, Medros, I think you'd love this if it was close enough to you. Because Pokemon Go Fest did make its announcements on where they're going to be this year. First date is Osaka, Japan, and that'll be on the 29th of May to the 1st of June. Jersey City, New Jersey will be from the 6th of June to the 8th of June. And lastly, the event will go to Paris, and that'll be on the 13th of June to the 15th of June. So if you love stuff that's Pokemon and you know that's coming close to you, go check that out. Because, well, according to Nintendo Life, it is the year of Eevee. Yep, because all you Pokemon lovers. In fact, Joe Merrick did get up on Twitter and said, quote, Pokemon Center is just updated, and it seems like 2025 is the year of Eevee, even with its own logo. Presumably, this is just a merch celebration. With Prismatic Evolutions releases covering all year, it makes sense. You guys won't jump to crazy conclusions, right? It's the year of Eevee. Go, go, Pokemon. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. So until then, go play your Pokemon Go, or go play some games. Whichever. Thank you.